Join the conversation.
Join the conversation.
You're with Cape Talk.
22 minutes past four, the book review. The Thriller is a new one by American thriller writer Sarah Paretsky. It's called Overboard, and it is the latest in a continuing series featuring a Chicago-based PI called V.I. Wachowski. And I've been a great fan of these books from the beginning, and I was equally enjoying of this one. She's on the way home from an all-night surveillance job, and she has her dogs with her, and they lead her on a mad chase that ends when she finds a badly injured teenager, female teenager, girl teenager, hiding in the rocks along Michigan. And the girl regains consciousness only long enough to say one word, which is enigmatic. And then she's put into hospital, from which she disappears, and all of a sudden, lots of people want to track her down. Lots of people want to know where she is, and lots of people are prepared to kill to find out where she is and what she might be holding. And Wachowski has to go into all of that. One of the things that's different about her is that she is, I don't know, this might put the kiss of death on your trying out these books. She's, a do-gooder is an unpleasant phrase, but she's somebody who is community concerned, shall we say. So in all of her books, there is a murder, or there is a series of murders. There's often financial crime. There's often a case of rich people ripping off poor people, and an enormous amount of corporate and governmental greed. Those things are all factors in most of her books. And there's less action in her books than there is perhaps in... So if you're somebody who likes constant car chases and gun battles and blood everywhere, then V.I. Wachowski is not for you. But if you like thoughtful books, which are exploring of character and which speak to some of the ills that exist in a place like the United States of America, and more specifically in a place like Chicago, then Sarah Paretsky might just be somebody for you. I think the latest is about 21, 22, 23. I've read them all. I've enjoyed them all. Sarah Paretsky, Overboard. Usually, I don't review books that I'm not enthusiastic about. I think there's so many books I'm enthusiastic about. Why don't I review those? But Julian Barnes is a wonderful writer. He's an inconsistent writer. So there's certain writers that I just love. And there are others that I always admire, but don't always necessarily love their latest work. And Julian Barnes fits into that category for me. His latest book is called Elizabeth Finch, and it tells the story, well, it starts sort of two decades ago, and the Elizabeth Finch of the title is somebody who teaches adult education courses in London. And the narrator of the book is her student, Neil. He's hardworking, he's not particularly clever, and he just falls absolutely madly in love with Elizabeth Finch. Her pedagogical method is described as this: I shall not attempt to stuff you with facts as a goose is stuffed with corn. This would only lead to an engorged liver, which would be unhealthy. And Neil is in love. He finds her intriguing, dazzling, and he has wild fantasies about what she might be doing out of the classroom. But she's hardly Sharon Stone. She's described as a woman dressed in brown suede brogues and a below-the-knee skirt, her legs obscured by stockings, sandy grey hair, discreet brooch pinned to her blouse, a formal manner of speaking, a keen interest in antiquity, and a tendency to suffer from migraines. Does she sound to you like the sort of person who would captivate? But she does captivate Neil. So at the end of the course, he confesses his fascination with her, and she agrees to have lunch with him two or three times a year. For 20 years, they get together, and then she dies. And she leaves him her books and papers, and he goes through the notebooks, and he discovers that she was fascinated by, her main scholarly interest was Julian the Apostate, a Roman emperor, soldier, scholar, a denouncer of Christianity. In the second part of the book, he tries to write an essay on Julian, the kind of essay that he thinks Elizabeth might have written. And, of course, being nowhere near the scholar that she was, he doesn't do a very good job of it. And, you know, if you think about an amateur scholar, well, you think about Julian Burns putting himself into the head of an amateur scholar who is poking clumsily through Roman history. Doesn't sound terribly exciting, does it? And it's not terribly exciting, but also it's not quite as dull as it might sound on the surface. And then the third part of the book, and it's a relatively slim book, is again Julian going back to try and understand Elizabeth a little more. There's a very unfortunate flirtation with cancel culture. There's a particular example which is used, which is really hard to believe. So it is a flawed book. It's if you've not read Julian Barnes, then it certainly should not be the Julian Barnes book that you start an exploration of his oeuvre with. But he is an extremely good writer, and despite some yawns and some shakings of my head, I still found it more than worthwhile to finish. And then the non-fiction work, I found this really, really interesting. It is the diaries of, the book is called A Russian on Commando, The Boer War Experiences of Yevgeny Augustus. And in 1900, a young Russian military officer heard about what the Boers were doing to the English in the Second Anglo-Boer War. This was 1900. So he sets off from Russia, and he ends up in the Transvaal to fight on the side of the Boers. And he ends up on the front, on the Natal front, and he fights there. He was a member of the Krugersdorp Commando, and he keeps a diary. And this diary, with some additional academic add-ons, is the subject matter of this work. And he's such a good writer, such a good observer. The major part of the book is the Battle of Tugela Heights in February of 1900, and the retreat into which the Boers were forced. And he writes with such detail and such immediacy. You almost feel as if you're on the battleground with him. It is his first experience of battle. It's obviously his first experience of life as a Boer commando. And it's just really interesting. Is it one of those books that if you're not interested in the Boer War at all, is this book interesting enough to make you want to read it and finish it? I think probably yes. I think probably even if you've had no prior exposure to reading about the Anglo-Boer War, this book would still give anybody with any vague interest in any kind of history, would give them pleasure. And if you are likely or seriously interested in the Boer War, then this is going to give you more than a little pleasure. It's called A Russian on Commando, The Boer War Experiences of Yevgeny Augustus, and it is edited by a very prominent Russian scholar of South Africa, Boris Gorelick.